Spanish language mass at St. Michael the Archangel was packed on Sunday. Weary after a week of media scrutiny, parishioners prayed for the freed women and for their neighborhood to protect its own. The church on Scranton Avenue is just 3 blocks from the house where Ariel Castro allegedly held 3 women hostage for a decade. The young women, Gina De Jesus, Amanda Berry, and Michelle Knight, have all returned home since their rescue a week ago. On Sunday morning, Mother's Day, attorneys for the 3 asked well-wishers in the media to give them time to heal and reconnect with their families.
There may be a time at some point in the future that Ms. Berry, Ms. De Jesus, and Ms. Knight will want to tell their stories. Let me make this very clear. That will not be while the criminal proceeding is pending, and it will not be until they tell us they are ready to do so.
And overall, the media and crowd seem to be starting to give them that room. Just a few cameramen remain perched on Seymour Avenue as police cars allow access to the block for residents. William Johnson used to live nearby and was attending St. Michael's with his wife, who grew up in the largely Hispanic neighborhood. Like many in the past week, he's asking himself how 3 young women could go undetected for a decade.
I think nowadays, I just notice, you know, people are more into themselves, and people are minding their own business. They're not as neighborly as they used to be. You know, we got a lot of foreclosed homes in the city, and this is how things like this happen.
Preventing this from happening again has been a topic of discussion in the neighborhood for the past week. Lillian LeQuay says she's doing her part.
Now I see something weird. I'm like, huh, let me check that guy. Let me check the other guy. I think everybody has opened their eyes more. I see that in everybody's mind, they're more protective of their kids. Okay, myself, I have a 17-year-old, and I'm afraid for her to even step out.
During a prayer vigil last week, community leaders like activist Khalid Samad urged residents to be more vigilant in the future.
Let's continue to understand, if you see something, say something. It's not snitching, it's telling a story. It's reporting a crime.
Gina De Jesus, Amanda Berry, and Michelle Knight were allegedly abducted by Ariel Castro when they were 14, 16, and 20 years old. Castro has been charged with 3 counts of rape and 4 counts of kidnapping. One of the kidnapping charges applies to the now 6-year-old daughter he fathered with Amanda Berry. The Cuyahoga County prosecutor plans to file additional charges. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.